second half, and it's the tale of two halves. They came out and put the pedal to the metal. They started small in the second half to try to stretch us out. We were able to take advantage of that, the first bucket. But then after that, we let them get aggressive on the penetration, and we weren't able to stop the penetration. And, you know, that was the game. The one good thing that we did do was the three-pointers. They shoot 35 a game, averaging about 12 makes, and we were able to hold them to 9, and they shot 30, and they shot 30%. So that was the difference. We didn't give them what they wanted and wound up winning by 9. But, you know, shouldn't have been that close, but I'll take it.
And then later offensively, I mean, it's as simple as Ron Caldwell got hot. I mean, he hit, what, 3 in a row, and Dylan hit a big 3. You made some big outside shots, which I guess a lot of times against a zone is kind of what it has to happen, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You have to make shots against the zone. They're going to pack it in and dare you to shoot them and continue to dare you to shoot them, and we got to knock them down. You know, I heard Rod, you know, wasn't shooting the ball high percentage-wise, but we know Rod is a very good shooter. And, you know, you hear the coaches on the other side yelling, no shooter, non-shooter. And, you know, they look at the percentages, and, you know, we knew Rod was a very good shooter and that it'll come. So tonight was that night.
Yeah, he was 4 of 18 from distance coming into today's game. And today, instead of shooting like that, he hits 5 of 8. So the other thing, defensively, it seemed like you did well, like you said, but later in the game they started getting offensive rebounds, which is not really their forte. I guess that also helped keep them around, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, they got 11 offensive rebounds with 13 second-chance points. So that was the difference in why they came back. And, you know, they came back very strong with that. We got to do a much better job of being physical. And, you know, we did late in the second half, and that was the difference. But we got to start that and not relax, you know. But with a young team, you're going to have those ups and downs. And, you know, the one thing we do have is talent. And, you know, that helps you in a lot of different ways. And I think we average over 80 points a game. And, you know, that's huge for us. But it's going to be times where a team is going to slow it down. So we got to be able to play multiple ways and not just be able to, you know, play this fast. So I like the pace. You know, we got to be able to play multiple wins. We got to be able to win a game 45-40. We got to be able to win a game 109-106. So that part is making it fun for me.
Talk about the game that you get overall here in this game from DiMaggio Wiggins. You talked about they went small, so I think you kind of had to react to the personnel they put out there. But generally today, when you got the ball down to DiMaggio, he was able to convert with 20 points, 12 boards.
Oh, DiMaggio did a very good job for us. You know, I thought he could have been even more. You know, he missed some chippies, you know, down low. And, you know, we'll work on that and clean that up. And he'll be able to go up and finish around the basket a little better. But 20 and 12, double-double for him. Before the game, I told him he is averaging 6 points a game. So you got to help us on the boards. If you want to get 10, you got to be more hungry to go after him. And he got 12 tonight. So I guess I'll continue to bark at him before the games and get him hyped up to play.
What about Juice? Justin Turner missed the last game battling an ankle or foot injury. Looked strong tonight, but just looked a little rusty, but still able to do the things that he does to help you win.
He contributed, so that's the biggest thing. He was able to do his part defensively. He did a great job on the defensive end for a tweaked ankle. And, you know, a little rusty with a shot. You know, he's normally in the high 40s, a three-point percentage, so today he was 0-for-4. But he'll come back strong, you know, as he gets his wind back under him and, you know, get back in a little bit of game shape, game rhythm, he'll be fine.
Coach, final thought logistically for the folks that are following you, wondering how's this going to work. Now you turn around, play at 2 o'clock tomorrow against host Campbell. So when we get back to the hotel here tonight, you guys got to go right to work, right?
Oh, yeah, we got to go to work. I got to start watching film on Campbell. I'm a one game at a time guy, so I didn't even get that far. So I gotta stay up and burn the midnight oil tonight to keep up with Campbell and see what they have and, you know, how we're going to defend those guys.
Well, you don't need to talk to me anymore then. We'll see you on the bus.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Michael Huger with us. Falcons win 83-74. More of our Wood County Hospital postgame show coming up. You're listening to Bowling Green Basketball from Learfield.